Third thought was, how's the man pay for all of it? But I got so blessed because she knew all 15 of them by name. And yet somehow or other, we go to God and we say, God really didn't know who his son was, because his son wasn't his only begotten son. His son was God. Wow. I got a real problem with that kind of stupidity.
That's right.
For God so loved. God is the greatest one. He's a capital O, capital N, capital E. Because we have only one God. He is the greatest one. So loved. That makes him the greatest lover. The world. That's the greatest number of people in the whole outfit. That not only makes him the greatest one, the greatest lover, but for the greatest number. That he gave. That he gave. That makes him the greatest giver. His only begotten what? And to give your only begotten son makes it the greatest sacrifice. That whosoever, the whosoever makes it the greatest invitation. Believeth in him. That's the greatest simplicity, just to believe in him. Should not perish is the greatest deliverance, but have everlasting life is the greatest gift. That's John 3:16. He, God, is the greatest one. He's the greatest lover, the greatest number, the greatest giver, the greatest sacrifice, the greatest invitation. The greatest simplicity, the greatest deliverance, the greatest gift. For God so loved what? The world. That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Psalm 121, the King James reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. That's an inaccuracy in translation. The translation reads, shall I, the question, shall I lift up mine eyes unto the hills? Question. Next question. From whence cometh my help? You see, all the pagan temples were built on hills. Still are. All the pagan temples were built on hills so that the people could see them. And the psalmist said, shall I lift up mine eyes unto the hills where the pagan temples are? In other words, shall I lift up mine eyes to the devil spirits, to the adversary? From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from whom? The Lord, not from the hills where the pagan temples are built, but my help cometh from the Lord who made what? Heaven and earth. That's it. He shall not suffer thy foot to be what? Moved. Behold, he that keepeth thee shall neither slumber nor what? Out on the pagan hills, or on the hills where the pagan temples are, the gods go to sleep. That's right. When you go into those temples, and I've been there, you ring a little bell before you go in to wake the God up. Of course, I didn't have to ring it. I've been in the temples, but I watch people. They ring that little bell that wakes him up and tells them they're coming in. Then when they leave, they ring it again to tell him they've left. Right. Shall I lift up mine eyes unto the hills? No. From whence cometh my help? Not from the hills, but my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be what? He that keepeth it shall neither slumber nor what? You don't have to wake him up and put him back to sleep. For he's closer than hands or feet or even breathing. For it's God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. He walks with me and he talks with me. You're lucky you don't get those in your lap or something. They're beautiful, aren't they? Yeah, terrific. Gonna all die because they got the source of life cut. You can't ever cut the source of life if you want to live. And God's Word is the source of life. And when people get away from God's Word, they die. Because they're pretty for a little while they're blowing, but then a couple days from now, even if you keep them in a cooler, they'll look a little droopy. I'm talking flowers. Those of you who missed the action up here, you didn't get the illustration or something. In Luke chapter 5, bless your heart. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon Jesus, him, to hear the word of God, that's what they wanted to hear from him at this time. Later on, they were mad that they'd heard it, just people. They pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesareth, also called the Sea of Galilee and a few other names in the Bible. He saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he, Jesus, entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him or asked him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And then Jesus, he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Before the day of Pentecost, you would stand to read God's word and you sit down when you taught. From the day of Pentecost on, they stood when they taught God's word. Peter standing up with the what? 11. Jesus sat down, taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking or teaching, he, Jesus, said unto Simon, launch out in the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said to him, oh, Master, what's the matter with you? We're the fishermen. We know our business. Why don't you stick to religion? Let us do the fishing and the farming, you know. And let us take care of the business. Lord, you don't know anything about fishing. Master, I know this is true what I'm telling you. Simon answering said to him, Master, we've toiled all up. And they were men who knew the business. They knew the fishing business. They knew the places to catch the fish. They knew where to put their nets. This was their livelihood. They knew it. Wonder how Jesus got so smart. He didn't know anything about fishing. That's right. It wasn't his job to make a living fishing. But he must have had a connection. And the Bible says that he was his only begotten what? And a daddy can talk to his son. Today we got those fish finders. Pay no attention to them. I've tried them. You got to put them on your boat and says a lot of fish down there. So you try them. I never caught any. They may all still be down there then. I'm not sure. Boy, look at the beauty of the greatness of this thing. God told his son loved Simon and the rest, and he said, hey, Simon, go on, launch out in the deep. Simon said, just so human, you know. Simon said, but Lord, we know the fishing business. We toiled what? Man, we were out there all night till daybreak, and we caught what? Nothing. Huh? So human. Nevertheless, now, Jesus, you know, since you said it, we'll still believe you a little. At thy word, I will let down what? Whoa. Wait a minute. That what Jesus had said? Verse 4, what did he say? Let down your N-E-T-S, plural, right? Let her all out, man. You kids say let it all hang out, remember? That's what he told old Simon. Just throw them all out there. Let all out the nets out. Simon said, net, singular. Really something.